our election coverage here on thecommentary.ca, and we're going to stick close to home, my home at least. For whatever it's worth, it's been my intention to meet the candidates in my riding, and invitations have gone out to a couple of the candidates so far, with more to come. Next week, we'll talk with the incumbent, BC Liberal, the Honorable Patrick Wong. This morning on the line is David Chudnovsky, the NDP candidate in Vancouver, Kensington. David Chudnovsky has been a teacher for the last 28 years. In 1999, he was elected president of the British Columbia Teachers Federation. Active in COPE for a number of years, he's a member of COPE's executive committee. Please welcome to thecommentary.ca, David Chudnovsky. Good morning, Mr. Chudnovsky.
Good morning.
First of all, you've been active in public life for a while now, you and your wife. What made you decide to run this time around?
There are a number of reasons why I chose to run. Most of them have to do with the program and the policies of the current Liberal government. I've been very involved in education. I've been an advocate for public education my entire professional life, doing what I can to improve the condition of and the learning of students and the situation of teachers. And Mr. Campbell's Liberal policies have been ones that undercut our ability to do the best we can for students in schools, particularly in the winter of 2001-2002. The Campbell Liberals brought in legislation, and maybe we can talk about that in more detail, brought in legislation that really meant that schools in BC have, over the last 3.5 years, been going backwards rather than forward. So the initial incentive was, policies with respect to healthcare and hospitals that were equally, if not more, detrimental to people in BC. And so I was very upset. I was anxious, worried about the future of our province, and in particular the way that we take care of one another. And then people started coming to me and saying, why don't you do this? Why don't you run against the Liberals in the 2005 election? And initially I resisted. It wasn't something that I had ever thought about doing. Had you suggested to me 2 years ago that I was going to do this, I would have laughed. But eventually enough people suggested it, and I really couldn't think of a good excuse not to do it. It seemed as if this is one way that I can make a contribution to making Vancouver, Kensington, and BC a little bit better. I have some advocacy skills and some ability to communicate, and in the end, I sort of thought, well, okay, this will be my contribution to trying to turn things around and make things better for the people of my neighborhood.
What do you think about the criticism that you do carry a lot of baggage, that you are former head of the BCTF, that you probably appear to be too union, and that may be antagonistic towards people who are supportive of business or who are small business, big business owners?
Well, in the first place, accusing me of having been involved in the professional life of teachers in BC for 28 years, I don't see as a criticism. I'm very proud of that. I'm incredibly proud of having worked as an advocate for education through my local teachers association, the Surrey Teachers, and through my Teachers Federation, the BCTF, and nationally and internationally. It's been important work, I think. It's work that has taught me a lot about, given me many, many skills, administrative skills, communication skills, taught me a lot about the education system. But in addition to that, I bring all kinds of other background to the task of being an MLA. I'm a community guy. This is my community. I've lived in Vancouver, Kensington with my family for 27 years. We brought up our kids here. The kids attended the schools in Vancouver, Kensington. I've been a volunteer coaching kids hockey and kids softball in Vancouver, Kensington. I've volunteered in the schools. I've been involved in the issues of the community. As well, I bring other commitments. I've been very involved in multicultural and anti-racism work over many years, served on the board of Surrey Delta Immigrant Services. I'm an environmentalist, and I've worked particularly in trying to bring trade union people and environmentalists together over the last number of years. And so I think that my background is diverse. It's based in this community. It's based in our neighborhood, and I feel as if all of that background helps me in preparing to take on a pretty important job.
I guess the question would be if you were elected, you wouldn't just represent the union agenda or a labor agenda, that you would represent all residents of Kensington.
Absolutely. Our campaign brings together community people, seniors, students, workers who don't have a union, some workers who do have a union, business people, all of the diverse ethnic communities in the constituency and other communities in the constituency. I'm running to be the MLA in Vancouver Kensington and represent the diversity. One of the great strengths of Vancouver Kensington is its diversity and its sense of community. Both diversity and unity are very important elements of Kensington, and that's what I'm running to represent.
How do you assess the performance of the incumbent Patrick Wong as an MLA for these last 4 years?
Well, I think that what the problem that Mr. Wong has, we're not talking about personal assessments here. The problem that Mr. Wong has is that he represents Gordon Campbell's Liberals in Vancouver Kensington, and that is a challenge for him. As I travel through the constituency and talk to people, knock on their doors, and I've been doing a lot of that and talking to hundreds and hundreds of people, and thousands by now, there is a tremendous amount of concern about the agenda of Gordon Campbell's Liberals, the broken promises on health care, the broken promises on education, concern about lack of leadership on the environment. Mr. Wong's problem is that he's been an enthusiastic and uncritical supporter of Gordon Campbell's Liberal agenda and all those broken promises over the last 4 years. And so my assessment of him has nothing to do with him as an individual and everything to do with his uncritical support of policies which the people of Vancouver Kensington are very concerned about.
I read a lot about the Kensington, the actual riding, and there's a lot of talk of it being a safe riding for the NDP, a traditional riding for the NDP. Your party lost it in 2001. When you travel the riding and you talk to voters, are they receptive of the NDP? Do you think they'll come back this time around?
Well, I certainly wouldn't call it a safe riding. I think it's a swing riding. It's a riding where both parties have had some success in the past. We're in an uphill fight. We are running against an incumbent and a junior cabinet minister. So this is not, we're not taking anything for granted. I think that this is going to be a close race and one that we have to work very, very hard to win. Having said that, I've had a tremendous response from people in the constituency. Virtually every day I'm out knocking on doors with supporters. And we've had a tremendously positive response from people. One of the surprises for me in this campaign has been the willingness and the enthusiasm of people to talk on the doorstep. I had expected much more cynicism and much more, many more doors closed in my face than I've gotten.
Really?
People are much more willing to chat at their doorstep than I had expected. Gotten into many, many, many very interesting discussions with people. They're unfailingly polite, interested, and there's a lot of support and a lot of enthusiasm every time I go out.
I talked to your colleague Gregor Robertson in January,
mm-hmm.
and there was a lot of talk then with his candidature as well as Rob Fleming in Victoria, mm-hmm. that this is a new Democratic Party. Do you think that it is?
Well, it's a new party in terms of its face to the world. Our leader, Carol James, has a very different style than from leaders in the past. She and her strength, I think, is in bringing people. together. What's new about the party is that we have a broad, this isn't so much new as it's being emphasized now in a new way. We have always been a broad coalition. The NDP brings together environmentalists and community activists and neighborhood people and seniors and social justice people and trade unionists and workers who don't have unions and business people and a broad range of folks. And I think what's being emphasized now is that broad range of folks. And the reason it's being emphasized is that Carol has tremendous skills and abilities in forging consensus, in facilitating discussion, in encouraging people with different backgrounds to come together and to build on the basis of their common values. And so, I think that this is a new kind of NDP. It's an NDP that embraces its diversity, and embraces the diversity of the province, and that has a leader who has immense skills in being able to bring those folks together on the basis of their common values.
What about the Greens? Will they be a factor? I look at the political climate, and I see that a lot of people who are right-wing, who are centrist, who don't like the Liberals but couldn't fathom voting for the NDP, end up voting for the Greens. Will that be a factor this time around in Kensington?
I think that that there are numbers of people. I have lots of friends and colleagues who I've met over the years who are attracted to the Greens. The Greens have some interesting ideas that they put forward, but the real issue in this election is the record of Mr. Campbell, the broken promises, especially in education and health care, and the desire of many thousands of people in this constituency to send a message to Mr. Campbell that the agenda that has undercut our ability to do the best we can for kids in schools and has disrupted disrupted our commitment to take care of the sick and the old. The real issue is, what are we going to do about that? And many former Green supporters have said to me that in this election they have to come to the NDP, because otherwise it's allowing Campbell to get back in. The Greens aren't going to win in Kensington, and I'd be shocked if they win in any constituency around the province. And so in this election, we're encouraging those folks, even though we may differ with them on some things, we're encouraging them to come over to the NDP, because it's the only way to defeat Mr. Campbell.
What about a split? Would that be possible, do you think, between your party and the Greens?
Well, I think that there are folks who will vote for the Greens, and the result of that may very well be the Green plus the NDP vote in some constituencies might be enough to unseat a Liberal incumbent, and that's why we've been eager to talk to people who are attracted to the Greens. As I say, these are very often terrific people who have all kinds of interesting ideas about moving BC forward. We'd like to be in dialogue with those folks. We'd like to discuss with those folks, but we want to remind them that if they want to advocate for the environment, if they want to begin to rebuild healthcare and education, there's only one way to do that in this election.
One of the things that came out of the Liberals' platform that came out last week was the one line about taking politics out of schools. You're a former BCTF head and a teacher. Did you teach now, or?
I'm on an unpaid leave of absence.
So, how do you react to that plank in the platform of the Liberals?
I find it amazing that, first of all, that the Liberals, that Gordon Campbell and the Liberals would be talking about taking politics out of education when their whole education policy over the last 4 years has been putting politics into education. But specifically, what they're talking about is silencing teachers. You know, the issue here is teachers' professional responsibility. Thousands of our members of the BCTF over the last three three or four years, have seen as their professional responsibility explaining to parents the impact of the Liberals' cuts on their classrooms and on their ability to do the best they can for the kids who they teach. That's what this is about. This is about teachers choosing to discuss with parents, when they see them, the impact of the Liberal cuts. And what Mr. Campbell is proposing is to silence those teachers. This has nothing to do with the union. This has to do with individual teachers speaking with individual parents about the impact of government policy. And the proposal from Mr. Campbell is to silence those classroom teachers and not permit them to explain to parents whose interest is in their own children's progress, not permit teachers to explain to parents the impact of the cuts. I think that's unconscionable. And it has nothing to do with the union and everything to do with Mr. Campbell's fear that parents have tremendous trust and confidence in their own children's teachers and will listen to what they have to say about the impact of the Liberal cuts.
Talk to me, lastly, about the polarization in the province. Would you be elected? What will you do to stem that and to combat the rife polarization between the right and the left in the province, in the riding in particular?
I think that what makes me confident about Vancouver Kensington and the province is that we have all of the natural and human resources that we need to continue to be one of the very best places in the world to live and to build our lives and build our families. I think that British Columbians and people in Vancouver Kensington have common values, the value of building community, of taking care of one another, especially the most vulnerable, of working hard to build our lives. And the current government, Mr. Campbell's government, has undercut our ability to do all of that. He has undercut our ability to teach our children in the way that we want to. He's undercut our promise to put children first, and then his policies result in 113 schools being closed, 2,600 fewer teachers in the province, and libraries and schools being closed, fewer ESL teachers and teachers for students with special needs. Broke the promise. Said that we were going to have the best healthcare in the world, and breaks the promise on long-term care, breaks his promises on home care, increases dramatically the cost of prescriptions for our seniors, increases MSP premiums, the waiting list for hospitals have skyrocketed, and hospitals are dirty. Those policies undercut our common values. And so I think that in terms of polarization, what we want to do is get back to those values, get back to the values of building community, of working together to take care of each other, especially the most vulnerable, of taking care of the environment, of working hard to build our communities and our families and our lives. Those are the things that bring us together, and those are the things that we should emphasize, and those are the things that Mr. Campbell has, unfortunately, Mr. Campbell and his government have exacerbated the polarization and created the tensions and treated people with a lack of respect. We've got to get back to respect, to community building, to working hard together, and I think that Carol James and the NDP team are the ones to do that.
David, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And give my best to Ben.
I will.
And good luck on your campaign.
Thank you.
David Chudnovsky is the NDP candidate in Vancouver Kensington. His website is www.davidchudnovsky.com. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Plenum.